How did your, meaning my, parents react when you decided not to finish medical school? Well, my mother generally followed my father, and he was very disappointed. Not only that, I was giving up medicine, but neither of my parents could understand what this was. They didn't know anything much about philosophy. So to them, it seemed like some kind of weird group or cult, especially when one day they found me reading Hugo, and I said, Ayn Rand is better than this. And to them, that was a sign of what deterioration was happening to me. But years later, my father came to a class that I was teaching in university, and he said to me afterwards, you are right. I saw what you did and how you enjoyed it, and the government is taking over medicine anyway, so you did the right thing. So in the end, he did. Then the question goes on, did your parents ever meet Ayn, and what was their opinion about her? Well, my parents were not intellectuals, so they had no real views on her ideas. I think my father would have agreed with most of what she said, but they were not in that field. But they had a great respect, admiration, even awe for what they did know. My mother was definitely jealous, and I was crudely insensitive at the time, not realizing what I was doing. And I wrote her one letter shortly after I got to New York, how Ayn Rand had invited me to dinner and made this fabulous stew, et cetera, et cetera. And I found out later that my mother burst into tears. She cooked for me all those years, and I never once said how fabulous it is. But as soon as Ayn made one dinner, it was great. And of course, it was inexcusable for me to behave that way, but I did a lot of inexcusable things, and I have no real excuse for them except that eventually I grew up. I didn't have much trouble with them in regard to objectivism. I think the biggest was in regard to God, but not because they were religious. My father was upset. He was mad that I had talked about this issue with Ayn and come to a conclusion and not with him. But nevertheless, my father corresponded with her subsequently. They traded stamps, frequently. And Ayn often took their side when I would tell about some argument with my parents and how non-productive my mother was. Ayn jumped in and said how unjust that was. And I finally had to give in, because I couldn't win an argument with her. So they definitely got on with each other.